This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment. I want to say great job to the crew, all of our affiliates, listeners. Just, it's very humbling to be here. We are not telling you all this to scare you, and I know most of you know that, but mainstream media keeps acting like that Gerald Celente and myself and others are porn dealers. Fear porn dealers is the term. And you know what? We have integrity. I mean, I tell you what I really believe. These MRAPs are for domestic groups. Watch, and then it comes out. Because I already had all the manuals saying their main enemy is the gun owner. So, of course, the MRAPs are for us. Then, of course, it comes out. Sometimes I make an extrapolation. I reach some because it's like stepping off in the dark. I know there's a step there. But most of the time, what I'm talking about is just admitted already. We have a giant, fraudulent, counterfeit derivative bubble of debt that isn't ours. We see what these globalists do to other countries. They want to basically enslave us now. They're starting wars with everybody. Gerald, we only got 4 minutes left. You got to come back soon. Sorry you got the power outage and got 10 minutes cut off. But what do you make of Kissinger coming out and saying the war against Russia has failed and criticizing Obama? What do you make of, can sanity prevail and these Wall Street elites stop playing general and not kill everybody?
No. They're out of their minds. They're psychopaths and sociopaths. And you mentioned Hitler. How about Mussolini? You could keep going up and down the list. How about George W. Bush setting us to war based on lies? You know, it's one after another. And you're right about this gloom and doomer. I want to read this to you real quickly. This is from Thursday's CNBC. This is what this guy, Bob Pisani, says after the market closes. You know, I'll tell you what's frustrating to everybody. What exactly has changed in the last 48 hours in the world to see this kind of little mini collapse? Let's call it a collapse in the marketplace. I'm baffled by it. I get up this morning at 5:30. China's way down. I say, ooh, European Open is lousy. The future's lousy. I send out a note. Anybody know what's going on? Can you tell me a specific reason? Nobody gives me a reason, just this vague sense, you ready, of gloom and doom.
Yeah, this and is, it's not that it's overvalued, it's not that there's a major global slowdown, it's not that all these wars have drained us, it's not the derivatives. All these pundits act like they don't know what's going on, Gerald. They do, though.
And again, they blame gloom and doom, like you were saying. They call us doomsayers. How about we see things differently than you do, and we have the facts to back it up, while you're just spewing out more about selling? I'll tell you what, Alex, this is a buying opportunity. How many times have you heard that over the last week?
Well, I think 5-10 years down the road, after it actually corrects to what the real earnings are, the P.E. ratios maybe, I mean, this stuff is way overvalued. This stuff is ridiculous. And when there's a world slowdown, obviously, then, I would expect stocks to go down unless we live in fairyland with the private banks running policy, basically just putting out free money. But still, it only dilutes the quality.
Again, that's why I'm bullish on gold. All of this, and again, you know well, we have no advertisers. Nobody pays me to say this. They're devaluing all the currencies. There's a currency crash going on around the world in front of everybody's eyes,
sure,
from Malaysia to Russia.
Gerald, I know you've got a really busy day coming up, and if you need to leave, that's fine. I would do it 12 minutes more so you can kind of have the floor when we come back. I won't be hurt if you got to go, though. You want to do 12 more minutes?
No, I'll do 12 more minutes. This is too important.
It is. I mean, I feel like I ought to be getting out of here myself and getting ready. You know, the old saying from Italy, that the cobbler's children have no shoes. He's too busy making everybody else's shoes. I haven't gotten myself ready properly, Gerald.
Well, again, that's why I'm saying, here, if you lived in Russia and you just saw your currency devalue by 50% and you own gold and gold is based in dollars, you think you're better off owning the gold. The only reason the dollar is strong is because all the other currencies are so weak. Our retail numbers stink. Our job numbers, you know the
reality. That's right. Stay there. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you go back to the 1870s, the 1890s, and 1904, there were runs on banks and runs on silver companies and runs on government bonds, and there were panics, and there were tulip bubbles in Europe worldwide where tulips were selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then those bubbles would fall, and there were bubbles where people wanted a certain type of French bulldog, and a French bulldog would cost, you know, $1,000 in the 1890s or whatever in Paris, equivalent to like $100,000 today. But those are localized bubbles where if you want to be an idiot and pay the equivalent of $5 million for a tulip today, that's your problem. And if you want to be a shark, you can ride the bubble up knowing it's a bubble and then know when to get out. And it'd be one thing if the stock market had just become that. We know it's rigged, it's come out, the interest rates, the currency rates, all of it. The point is, the people running things have rigged it to be too big to fail, to suck in the whole society, to suck in the whole world, so that the entire planet is in danger,
the civilization, and then they get us to commit to them, the managers that made the problem happen in the first place. It's premeditated. This is how we're going to get corporate world government. And so that's why it's essential to expose the big five megabanks as the people behind it. And they're the ones behind the open borders. And they're the ones behind coming after your guns. Every time you check, they're the ones behind pushing gender identity crisis on young people. They are the social engineers. They are the nasty people running the whole show. They are the ones getting ready for worldwide upheaval in Pentagon reports and Ministry of Defense reports back in 2007. This is engineered and ready. And they think out of this crisis, this cascade of crises, they're going to get full control. Gerald Celente, we've got about 11 and a half minutes left. You've got the floor. Break it down.
Yes, and as you were saying, how they try to, you know, you call people like you and I gloom and doomers. This is from Saturday's front page of the New York Times in the business section. Remember, the markets have just begun to collapse. This week's market sell-off may not be such a bad thing. If you step back just a bit, what's happened in the financial markets this week looks less like a catastrophe in the making and more like a much-needed breather when various markets had been starting to look a little bubbly. I'm not making this up. Here's how he closes. In the meantime, the best response for most investors trying to grapple with the latest bout of volatility is to take a deep breath. Right behind that, on B2, they call the New York Times the paper of record. How about the toilet paper of record? Here's the next story. Take some deep breaths and don't do a thing. That's the headline. Two headlines. The fire in the North Tower is under control. Go back to your offices. Remember that one? 9/11. And this is an economic 9/11 that's about to hit us. It's collapsing in front of us. It has nothing to do with markets being bubbly. It has to be with a commodity crash, a currency crash, because economies are crashing. You look at milk from New Zealand. Their exports are down like 60% because milk prices are plummeting. It's one after another. There's too much product and not enough demand. And we're going to see this continue.
And I sit here as a father of three, and I sit here as somebody who goes to eat at Luby's, which is just kind of a blue-collar, working-class, Texas-based, became a national chain of cafeterias. Been going there since I was about 2 years old. Like to take the kids there. And never in my life have I gone to Luby's, but also other restaurants, and seen people talking about old ladies, you name it, not being able to order the food they want and getting little bitty plates, and watching old ladies get water instead of iced tea because they can't pay the dollar for the tea. And you can tell people don't have money. All the family I know, a lot of which are upper middle class, don't have anywhere near the money they used to have. Working class family I've got are all, you know, living together and barely able to pay to have gas to go to work, even though gas prices have gone down. The economy in most areas is in the toilet, as you know, and they just sit up there on the news saying everything's fine, everything's wonderful. It's just crazy to see this political class, and instead of handling all of this, there's national news stories going, the names boy and girl to be banned in public schools. You know, Caitlyn Jenner is a hero and has courage, and it's just, it's fantastical. It's like a Kurt Vonnegut novel that they give us all these weird issues to fight over while the country's being sucked dry and while the world's imploding. And then the third world, 6+ billion people of the 7.5 billion that want to come to the first world. The first world is, in many cases, super decadent and corrupt, other than the folks that are working. And I just don't know what all these backstabbers and people in the power structure are going to do once things get really bad. They think they're going to ride out the austerity and that it's going to be cute and funny. They think a police state's something they can control. I mean, they have literally laid the groundwork for their own destruction. The smart billionaires, as we talked about 30 minutes ago, have basically all fled or have jets fueled waiting to get out at any moment to literal armored fortresses. But the mid-level richy rich types that are worth $1 million or whatever, you know, sitting in government swindling houses or corporate swindling positions, do they have any idea that people are going to come after them, Gerald?
No, they don't have any idea what's going on. Again, this guy, Art Cashin, saying that nobody expected this. And he's a guy of respect, by the way. He usually says it like it is. You look at all the headlines, and you see, Alex, headline after headline, they're blaming China. China has nothing to do with this. China's, as I said, it's the canary in the equity market mine. That's all it is. It's signaling if China can't make it, the reason they're not exporting things are because people aren't buying things.
It's simple.
Because there's a global meltdown.
It's exactly, 10 years ago, they couldn't get enough ships to ship goods over here. I saw a statistic just a few weeks ago where it said that 60% of Chinese carrier ships are empty. That right there tells you everything you need to know, Gerald.
Well, you keep looking at it. You don't even have to go that far. You just go down to Savannah, and the shipping is way off. All of the numbers coming out from Europe going into China, from China going into Europe, it's way down. The facts are there. This has nothing to do with an equity bubble popping because of overvaluations. That's a reality.
How do we reverse it? Do you expect the establishment to try to reverse it, or are they just going to continue to QE?
No, they're gonna more QE. I agree with name slipped my mind.
Dent.
He's on your show. No, not Dent.
Schiff
in the Nest. I know exactly where you're looking.
Peter Schiff.
Peter Schiff, yeah. Peter Schiff has been saying QE indefinitely. I agree with Peter Schiff completely.
I'm gonna skip this break and do a few more minutes with you to give you the last word, but I want to play a short clip of Mr. Dent with us. Back on the 13th of August, about a week and a half before this all accelerated, specifically saying he gives it a few weeks, you basically have been saying the same thing. And then I want to ask you, and I know you don't like to get totally exact because nobody can do that but God, but really putting your head in this, Gerald Celente of trendsresearch.com, in your gut, how do you see this unraveling? What's the main probability? I think that's a fair question. Let's play this clip.
The biggest thing since we last talked, China's bubble in stocks finally burst. It means nothing when a stock bubble bursts 10% or 20%. That can just be an ordinary correction. 35% in a little over 3 weeks. And how much would it have been if the government had not come in with a $500 billion fund to buy their own stock? And this came after the government in China had been buying empty real estate to prop up that market that's been falling. And after they created the greatest bubble in history by moving $500 million people, low-skilled people, from rural areas to urban areas in the shortest period of time in history, China is the greatest bubble in history. It is finally coming unraveled. That's why I am confident that we are within, I'd say, weeks of the global bubble bursting again. China was the first thing. Actually, before that, in March, Germany, the leading market in Europe, looked like it peaked to me. And then the China crash in late May, and end of July. And now I think the U.S. markets are going to start heading down by early September, probably peaking in the next week or two. So I think this is happening.
All right. Now let's go to a brief clip of Jack Lew. This is the Treasury Secretary a few weeks ago, saying that, don't worry, China is not connected to the U.S. Folks, we're more connected to China than any other country, hands down, no debating it. It's probably the biggest economy in the world because our numbers are booked, are cooked in the books. But regardless, second biggest economy, biggest sovereign owner of our debt, the Federal Reserve's the largest, period. Most of our manufactured goods come in. Our companies that are based here are pretty much manufacturing there. I mean, we are joined like Siamese conjoined twins here, ladies and gentlemen. And for them to say this is utter horse crap. And people say, oh, this guy must be an idiot. No, he's a con man up there to keep the little guys at the casinos. Listen, let me tell you what I saw, and Gerald talked about this last year. Austin, Texas, one of the nicest cities in the country, one of the prettiest, lower taxes. It's a very nice town, except for this time of year where it's 105 degrees. But great town. I go to the nicer areas, nicer restaurants, nicer places or whatever sometimes, and all I see is rich Chinese everywhere. Okay? I mean, they have taken over. Fine. They got jobs, they got money, whatever. I don't have a problem with those immigrants. The point is, they look freaked out, though. And it's in the news. They're exiting all over the world. They're fleeing to what they think is safer, running. Okay? While the news in China was saying, stay in the market, stay in the market, stay in the market, it's safe, it's safe. That's what's already happening here. Let's play this clip and then get Gerald Celente's take on it. Here is the Treasury Secretary.
But I will say that China's markets are still pretty much separated from world markets.
Horse crap.
They're obviously moving towards being more integrated, but right now they're not. So you're not going to, I don't think, see the direct linkage there. I think the concern that is a real one is, what does it mean about long-term growth in China?
As if China not growing doesn't affect us. What do you make of that statement, Gerald Celente, and then what Dent said?
Well, definitely, obviously, is right on. And what China, what Liu also did just a couple of days ago, actually Saturday it was reported, he told China that they should remember, this is coming from our government telling somebody else what to do, that they should not concentrate on exports as much as they are, and that they should develop more of a consumer society so that people could also shop until they drop, essentially. Here's what's really important, Alex. I've been around, you know, quite a while, and I've been following trends since 1980. I have never seen a summer like this. You don't see big market unravelings happening until late September, October. Because in the old days, people would go away on vacation and things would be quiet. This is the new world order. You're looking at volume levels that are near records in different sections. And this to be happening at the heat of the summer, at the quietest.
A trading low. This is an artificial thing that's going on.
If this to be collapsing in August, you're asking me to put a timetable on things. For it to be collapsing in August, July and August, it's unprecedented in modern history. So what I'm saying to you, if you see this kind of collapse happening with high volume, it's not thin volume trading, because if it was, then you can say it's being manipulated. I'm saying to you that this thing is unstoppable and that it's going to continue to unravel globally. What will happen in the U.S.? It's hard to say because of the tight controls of the Federal Reserve. I mean, they have their desk on the trading floor, for God's sakes. You know, they're right there. You know, so it's hard to say.
And by the way, when they first put in the plunge
protection,
sure. Well, when they first put the plunge protection team in, as you know, after the 87 crash, it was pretty much secret. It was kind of a rumor for the general public that it was actually propping things up. Now they admit it. Why don't you explain to new viewers or listeners how they're propping up our stock market? China did this, as you know, a few weeks ago, Gerald. It didn't end up working. Do you think it will work here?
Yes, it'll work here more efficiently, because it's tighter control, and these guys are more savvy at doing it. Having said that, they only could prop it up to a point. And remember, when you go back to the 87 crash, you know, following it, they propped it right back up. And the crash should have went a lot worse. So the crash may happen. They'll prop it up. It'll be a phony prop. The Chinese do not have the skills that the Americans have in playing this game. They're rookies at it. You can see what they did when the Shanghai index was collapsing. They prevented short selling. They prevented people from selling grade A shares for 6 months. They dumped in 200 trillion plus into the markets, and they also pulled off almost 50% of the tradable shares. What they'll do in the States, I believe, to Comet, is after the plunge protection team does its job, they'll call a holiday. They'll quiet things out.
Holiday.
That's right. Let's have a Wall Street. They did it after 9/11. People forgot it. Wall Street was closed for a week.
Well, you see the head of Citibank and all these groups saying, let's ban cash so they can really control us and just steal the money right out of the accounts.
And when they, and by the way, when they open it up after the holiday, they'll do exactly like they did when Roosevelt did it. They'll devalue the currency because back then the dollar was pegged to gold. It was selling for, what, about $22.60 an ounce. When they forced the people to turn in all their gold, bullion, coins, certificate, they reschedule it. They repeg it to $35 an ounce. They just robbed that amount of money from the people, and that's what they'll do this time.
Well, I don't want to say I disagree with Dent. You and he and Schiff are all pretty close on a lot of fronts because it's just common sense, but it's still three guys look at the same problem from different perspectives. They're going to have different answers, and I think between all your answers and my own research is where you find, you know, the truth. But time will tell on that. But he's right. They've got a depression worldwide, but they're also accelerating the currencies, which devalues, so it kind of averages out and only helps the elite because they get first use of the money. But he thinks gold will go down for the next 10 years and finally explode after that because other commodities will go down. But I see the elites themselves quietly hoarding it and institutions hoarding it, and that makes me think they know something we don't know. And I know they've talked about this new SDR they're already using at the IMF World Bank level, a new level of bubbles, Gerald, of fiat currency that is backed by a spectrum of currencies and other commodities mixed in with gold and silver that are commodities, obviously, at least 30%. They've proposed that before. And he says, oh, no, they'll never do it. It's not a good commodity to use. It should just be, you know, fiat or whatever. The point is they're proposing that. Then they could play and manipulate all those little markets that are within the basket, which is what these insiders love. And so that's where I see all this going. What comes in closing from Trends Journal, in your view, what comes out of this if these guys win? What type of world will it be?
Well, again, that may happen, what you said, but remember when Bretton Woods happened. It happened after the war.
Yes.
So that might happen after the war. And I respectfully disagree with Dent, because you kept talking, and he was saying about the currency devaluations. If your currency is being devalued, wouldn't you rather own gold than a devalued currency? And when you're looking at the declining prices of gold compared to copper, nickel, aluminum, it's not even close.
Absolutely. Well, listen, even if it's going to go down in value, it's better than cash that can be completely devalued. So you hold it as a hedge regardless, but absolutely, this stuff's all got to go down sometime. And so when they revalue it or whatever, just in my gut historically too, it tells me gold, silver, and other things are going to be more valuable.
Exactly, and I believe when gold prices go up, they're going to spike up.
Now his cell phone has gone out. This third world nation, Kingston's got the power off. Austin has its power go off all the time now, too. They've shut down most of our power plants and gouged us. We only have the power plants owned by GE and insiders, so, you know. I guess Ceaușescu just only let the Romanians have their power 1 hour a day, but he got power all the time. He had his own little city. And he did that on purpose, he said. It's to control them, let them know I'm the boss. I will decide when they get power. Sometimes on a holiday, give them maybe half a day of power.
Hello.
Yes, you're back. Your cell phone cut out. You got 1 minute, Gerald. TrendsResearch.com. Thank you so much. What's the closing comment?
All right, again, let's stay on this with the gold. We said that the bottom of gold was about $1,000 to $1,150. We can't see it going down much lower than that because it doesn't pay to pull it out of the ground after 1,000. And again, what we're saying is if your currency is being devalued, why not own gold? So our forecast is that when gold prices go up, they're going to spike up and they're going to break well over the 2,000 mark.
Well, Dent thinks when it finally does go back up 10,000, I mean, regardless, down the road, I don't see how it couldn't go up.
We're talking within a shorter period. We think we're near the bottom of gold. And we think from this point forward, you know, it can go down another 100, 150, but if the upside potential is going to happen, and when it happens, we're saying it's going to happen in spikes.
All right.
And it's going to leave a lot of people shut out.
Well, thank you. You'll be here with us.
Since the beginning of time, it's not going anywhere.
All right. Thank you, Gerald. Someone take a great job. Not only this tonight, 7 o'clock.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
That the people running Rand Paul's campaign are horsemen is probably a little strong. I meant some of the directives, some of the political stances that are going on with Rand Paul are too milquetoast. And I say that from a friendly perspective, that if Jeb Bush knows he needs to come out against the Acre Babies to gain ground in the campaign, plus do the right thing, then what are you doing listening to your advisors? And I know that he helped not vote for amnesty, but he said he would have supported it if it would have been more transparent. Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's not fair to pay for the 40 million illegals that are in this country. Now, they admit it's 40 million that came out in the census. Probably more than that. and 10,000 Chinese women a week. I mean, Jeb Bush, you can read his quotes, he talks about how it's organized by Chinese companies who then help get the women over here, basically sponsoring them, knowing that they're going to send money back to basically pay it off. These women are so poor in many cases, they can't even get here, folks. But once they get here and get the welfare and get the free baby paid for and all the rest of it, then they basically pay for the cost it took to fly them here as a tourist with a tourism visa, walk through 8.5 months pregnant, stay at a Motel 6, and then go have the baby. And, of course, daddy comes along a lot of times, too. There's a whitewash article. That's an older article about 10,000 in 2012. No, it's up to 10,000 a month in some cases. You can actually pull up a CNN article about it. And the CNN article is like an ad advertising it. How great it is. Hey, did you hear about this new cool thing? If I went to China and tried to make them pay for my wife to have a baby, they might harvest my organs. And I'm not even joking. That's what they do to political dissidents. They probably wouldn't harvest mine, though, because they think the government might make a big deal out of it. But if you're a Chinese citizen, you have absolutely no rights. And notice our media never even criticizes that anymore. And then when Jeb Bush came out and criticized the Anchor Baby movement, they came out with news articles saying it was politically incorrect. And he said, you know what? Big deal. Jeb Bush, people should chill out on the Anchor Baby controversy. He wanted the controversy. He wanted to be attacked. What I keep telling Rand Paul to do. Oh, but CNN says, sorry, Jeb, Anchor Babies is a slur. No, it's not a slur. You don't control reality, CNN. Where if we don't want people to bring a baby here on purpose to make it a citizen, to anchor them to the United States and all the benefits, that's one of the best definitions ever. How about a parasite baby? How about a bloodsucker baby? How about a vampire baby? How about a freeloader baby? You people all day want to abort every baby you can get to, but then you want their parents to come here and sign them up day one for welfare and everything else when the country is going bankrupt, and then you sit there with your political correctness playing on our good hearts and telling us it's wrong. Is it wrong that China and Mexico don't have anchor babies? Nobody's got anchor babies but Western Europe and the United States, and it's because there's a deliberate plan to bring in large groups of people to balkanize the cultures against each other. That's just a fact. Are these foreigners themselves bad? A lot of them have broken the conditioning and know about the New World Order, and that concerns the globalists. But it doesn't matter because the majority end up going under socialism because that's the mammary gland shoved in their face at the trough the minute they get off the airplane. Now Hispanic Republicans defend Jeb Bush over anchor baby ahead of border tour, as if he needs to be defended. This is how gelded we've got. We apologize. It's now in the news that in some areas of California, Texas, New York, other areas, trendy areas like Austin, they'll apologize and say, we still have male and female bathrooms, but we're having them torn out soon to put in unisex. It's like, we don't use the word boy or girl or father or mother, husband or wife. We're good. We follow orders. We do what we're told. We're in a cult. And then they go to these things and have these liberal things called circling. And I'm sure there's some good ones, but there's also some bad ones. You know, Oprah Winfrey type stuff, where everybody just goes and hugs each other and goes, I accept you, and cries just randomly and just, oh, it's just crazy. They get rid of families, they get rid of culture, they get rid of a future, they get rid of any roadmap, and then they bring in their new roadmaps that are just basically cults. That's what this is a cult takeover. The cult of Bernie Sanders, the cult of Hillary Clinton. And I'm not saying Jeb Bush is good. He wants to win. Bushes get into races to win. And he's going to have to sound more like Donald Trump to win. He would never do that. Bush wants totally open borders, globalism. His dad was the head of the CIA when they opened China up. He is a total Henry Kissinger minion and James Baker. I mean, you want 50,000 Chinese women a month they're having their babies? He'd do it. He's probably worse than Hillary, because Hillary will have trouble getting her agenda through. If Jeb Bush gets in, he might actually get a bunch of it done because conservatives and libertarians will go to sleep for 4 to 8 years. Look at this article. Work in big tech for hire. Americans need not apply. A postgraduate student visa program is just another scheme to displace American technology workers. And why would you want to do that? Because it's a consolidation. It's a takeover. Are the Chinese women bad? Are the Mexican women bad? Are Eastern European women trying to get in with anchor babies? Are they bad? No. They want a better life. They heard they could have the baby for free, get some welfare, try to build a future. In many cases, they end up being productive. The point is that Americans don't even get this much support in many cases. Foreigners will get in-state tuition, but if you moved to Texas from New York, you don't get it. It's discriminatory. And why is it? To incentivize getting people here to exploit everyone. Talk about exploiting everyone. IRS finds yet another Lois Lerner secret email account, Washington Times. They've now found, what is it, 6 different secret accounts that this little cupcake has. And in the ones they've gotten, it's her scheming to go after anybody who isn't a communist, basically. She had yet another personal email account used to conduct IRS business. Tax agency confirmed in a new court filing late Monday that further complicated the administration's efforts to be transparent on Mrs. Lerner. The admission came in open records lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, I'm going to say it again, had 2 secret emails with code names just like Lois Lerner and just like Hillary, and she had to resign. Petraeus had to plea to a felony over some papers at his house. I mean, this is just crazy. They use national security like a sycophantic idol to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. When the real national security is long gone, we've been conquered by foreign offshore corporations that have 800,000+ foreign intelligence operatives with top-level security clearances above top secret running everything. We've already been taken over like France in 1941 with the Vichy French. We are conquered. Now they want to come in with the Agenda 21, the regulations, the rules, take your land, take your property, raise your taxes, shut down your business, shut down your employer, harass you, shut down the local bank, federalize everything, force GMO seeds on you, force inoculations on you and your family. Tell you you can't use the word father and mother, boy or girl. There are public schools across the United States now banning the word boy and girl. Imagine the freakishness of don't say boy, don't say girl in kindergarten. And the kids learn there are no boys, there are no girls. It's hurtful you're a little girl. It's hurtful you're a little boy. You're inherently bad because you're a mammal. I'd expect a 6-foot or 3-foot tall green Martian alien in a spacesuit to be talking like that. You understand? That's what aliens would come to the planet and do and say, it is bad that you are breeding. It is bad that you have male and female. Women turn on male. Male turn on female. Take these shots. We love you. Never mind everyone dying around you. We come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace. I mean, it's the same thing. The globalists are that alien, that evil, that out of control, and we sit here worse than the Jim Jones cult, as they load the cyanide in the Kool-Aid, in the grape Kool-Aid, and the cherry and strawberry and peach Kool-Aid, as they load the Kool-Aid, we are just here sucking it down, and it's now reached outer limits, twilight zone, bunker land, crazy town, insanity. Meanwhile, ISIS is running around Syria, blowing up ancient Roman and other temples, just stuff even better than what's in Rome. They are just blowing it all up in mushroom clouds. And this is who our government funds and runs. I mean, just, we have a government of pure evil. And the longer we don't admit it to ourselves, the worse things are going to get. I mean, we don't just have kingpin government that wants power and prosperity and to skim off the top and rule it and be good old-fashioned narcissistic emperors. You can actually at least get a civilization out of that. We have people that want to just screw everything up and have everything upside down, and just the most sickening, degenerate, anti-human filth the world could ever imagine. That's what we become. And it's thoroughly disgusting. So Lois Lerner, not in trouble. Lisa Jackson had to step down. Hillary, done something far worse, hadn't gotten in trouble yet. Meanwhile, The Observer reports anti-American sentiment surges in Russia as U.S. officer taunts from his perch at Fox News. And I like Lou Dobbs, but he has this general on, Robert H. Scales, who says, quote, it's time to start killing Russians. And, quote, we need a bunch of dead Russians and then they'll back off. I mean, that's like saying go up to a honeybee hive and attack it with a baseball bat and the bees are going to run. No, they're not. I mean, this general, we've been picking on Iraq and picking on Syria and picking on Libya. Russia is not Libya. Russia is not Iraq. I mean, who is this guy? Some retired general shooting his mouth? You imagine Eisenhower, even if he went to war with somebody, shooting his mouth off about, we just need to kill a few Russians and then they'll back off. Yeah, they'll just kill a few of them. They'll run with their tail between their legs. No, they won't. I got an idea. You go over there on their doorstep and you start a fight with them. You send your sons, your daughters, punk, not mine. You want to blow the planet up? Go. I saw some article where there's a billionaire group looking to launch their own Mars colony. I tell you what, everybody that wants to kill each other and attack Russia for no reason, you can go to Mars and fight with each other. How's that sound? Then they'll all just mutate themselves and come back as little green men. Maybe that's what happened, actually. I'm being sarcastic. Okay, I haven't gotten any of the video clips, and there's a ton of them. I haven't gotten into China yet. We covered it in great detail yesterday. They have gone in with a plunge protection team to jack up the U.S. stock market. That's completely artificial. And some people say, hey, man, just cheerleader this whole thing, and it'll be okay. No, when we have 2.2 quadrillion in derivatives, when we have most stocks overvalued 5, 10, 15 times, depending on the stock, when you have the fact that if any of these billionaires ever tried to spend their money, you'd see inflation kick up so fast it would make your head spin. And now the Federal Reserve is signaling they're not going to raise interest rates. They're going to maybe lower them. How do you lower them from zero? They just give themselves free money. That's what that means. And the Chinese have lowered their interest rates along with lowering their currency 3 weeks ago. That will accelerate the global devaluation of currencies on top of a depression. So the money's worth less, but they're actually destroying the real economy, and the elites are only keeping the money for themselves and not letting a lot of it get out into the economy. And so you're seeing depression. That's why you'll go to one city and it's a dead wreck. You'll go to another, it's a wreck. But right next to it will be some thing that looks like it's Mount Olympus of just huge castle-like homes and jets and helicopters landing, and there'll be fences and armed military out front. I mean, this is already happening in Europe, and you're like, what's that? Oh, that's the rich district. Then in the future, they'll just be flying up to their Elysium bases. That's a whole plan of Wernher von Braun. Well, I mean, what, you think that movie with Matt Damon figured all that out? I mean, this is real stuff they're talking about. Mars bases, undersea bases. They're already launching their own private ships, bigger than major cruise liners, that then dock in our cities during emergencies. The elites are running to ships offshore. And now we've got SpaceX, Elon Musk reveal Mars colonization ideas this year. And at least Elon Musk gets us all thinking. So Chinese market crashed again today in biggest collapse in 20 years. It had drugged down U.S. markets Thursday, Friday, and Monday. But to make the Treasury Secretary, can we cue him up one more time? To make the Treasury Secretary for Obama sound like he's smart, they just infused who knows what. It's secret, the president's open market team, the plunge protection team, or the Committee on Open Markets, technical name. Who knows what they pumped in to send it back up to their select stocks, setting the precedent that we have a rigged market, as the yuppies beg for that, so he can sit there and tell everybody that, see, China doesn't affect us, and the laws of gravity don't affect. You watch this week, next week, a month, maybe tomorrow, that stock market, if you look at the graphs, is going to start going down, 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 because it's so overvalued. And it wouldn't matter if it was so overvalued if it wasn't our whole economy. It'd be fine to speculate and ride it up and down if you had the money, like a casino, if it wasn't the whole economy. But they set it up where the artificial economy is everything to control us, making us a one-crop economy, fiat, BS, paper, and propaganda. So we're a two-crop economy. Let's go to the clip.
But I will say that China's markets are still pretty much separated from world markets. They're obviously moving towards being more integrated, but right now they're not. So you're not going to, I don't think, see the direct linkage there. I think the concern that is a real one is, what does it mean about long-term growth in China?
Okay, so there's Jack Lew. There's no linkage with China. They're just the number one country that owns our debt. And the private Federal Reserve is the private bank that owns even more than they do. And we get something like 70% of our baubles and goods from them. But there's no linkage. There's no linkage at all. We just got 10,000 Chinese women a week coming here.
Spend your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming up for about 40 minutes of the next hour, Joe Biggs and a state rep are going to be on with us talking about the ongoing demonization by the feds at the sheriff's department and police department level against the Liberty Movement, including members of state legislators. And we have a poster child for this totalitarian movement who is the sheriff in Spokane. We're going to spend some time on that, looking into that microcosm to understand the larger picture. You know, the famous clips where the SWAT team guy saying, yeah, we've got armored vehicles for the patriots, the gun owners, the constitutionalists. And then the sheriff came out and said we were liars, that they didn't say that, but that we were scum and that we were death threatening him. Just all lies. And the guy's either trying to bait us or he's super stupid. And I don't think he's stupid. So we're investigating him. We know the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, have taken over a lot of departments around the country. They've been kicked out of departments. They've been sued. They've gotten in trouble. They have the media act like the reputable organizations. As far as I'm concerned from researching them, they operate basically, you hear about Scientology being pushy and doing stuff behind the scenes? And I don't support what Scientology's been doing, you know, stuff like that, reportedly. But, I mean, this is just way beyond that. It's like basically Democratic Party operations, clandestine operations. Remember what the White House-run Media Matters got caught doing 4 years ago, and Politico even wrote a No Apologies Whitewash, where they said, our job is to infiltrate libertarian conservative organizations, get hired inside them, and sabotage them. I mean, if you get them in your building, they'll work for a year and then activate on you and start just destroying stuff, doing whatever, getting you sued, whatever. I mean, they don't play games. They are professionals. They infiltrated and basically set up Elohim City, the white supremacist compound, 2 years before 95 and had that as a cutout. They ran the organization. They don't play games. And it's just disgusting watching them do their work. But we are investigating the sheriff. He's been trying to bait us into coming there. And then when we went there just to cover it and have a rally and try to be his friend and try to educate him, he made more false statements and fled the county. They're like, oh, sure, the sheriff's here. I'll talk to you. Oh, sorry, he's on vacation now for a week. And then was seen the next day, scared to talk to us and lied. And I guess he thinks lying's cute and lying's funny, so that's all coming up. There's new Planned Parenthood video where they're making jokes about dead babies and their livers. And that ties into Satanists showing up to show support for Planned Parenthood, this time in Detroit. I'm telling you, anywhere you show up, Texas Capitol, Detroit, New York, California, you just show up at a pro-life event and people will show up like, Satan will get you. The baby's ours. And you're just like, whoa. They'll even attack you. And the media will be like, look at these cute, loving people that came out to confront the evils of Alex Jones. I mean, it's incredible. One of them ran and jumped in a trash can when we chased him because he grabbed our microphone. He just slithered into a trash can. He had green skin. I'm not joking, just like a zombie. And he wasn't acting. He was, babies, and the other ones that were with him were going, death, murder, kill babies, I love Satan. I'm fat, I'm ugly, I mean, it's just like, what the? That's who we're fighting. This is who rules us. And they had communist flags. My God. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. These people have taken over and 50-plus million babies' blood is on their hands and they love it. Infowars.com. Stay with us. We're going to cover it all coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.